Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 19th, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. To introduce tonight's special corporate guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Millionaire Club member, and the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Randy, before we even announce this next speaker, I'd like to remind everybody again about the Moore Breakout Session. It's a national convention, and if they haven't registered for the national convention, be sure and do that and to register for the breakout at the same time. We had a great call today with executive directors, and we're looking forward to many more things. And Danny Katoa will be our guest speaker next week, Randy, so I want to say that in case we forget it. Now, it's my privilege.
Mr. Katoa is from Hawaii, is that correct?
Sir, that's right. I don't know exactly how you pronounce it, Hawaii or Hawaii, but anyway, he's from down there, and he's a really great guy, does a great job down there, and I think Tony's been down and visited with him before, and maybe some of the others, but he will be our guest speaker next Monday night. And Randy, this next speaker is a man that over the last few years I've watched very closely. I've kidded with him a lot, but I've seriously watched him as I do everybody that comes to work for prepaid, because I guess I shouldn't pass judgment on him, but I've been around a long time, and I take very personal the things happens at prepaid because I love the company. I've loved it ever since I've been there, intend to stay till I die. And this gentleman has added so much. We had people doing a great job, but the company just grew so big it had to have other people. And I don't know who made the choice, if he made the choice, they made the choice, who made it really. But this gentleman come on board, and he's did a magnificent job. He's got a great personality. He's got a heart of gold, and he's a good good worker, but he's also a good friend and a good Christian man. He's also responsible for our pay, Randy. So our chief financial officer, welcome to the call tonight, Mr. Steve Williams.
Well, thank you, Ken. I certainly appreciate that introduction. It's a privilege to be on the call.
I mean it, Steve. I really do.
Well, and it means a lot just to be asked to be on a call of this magnitude. I mean, you can just listen to everybody introducing the different states. I mean, I was trying to keep track and lost track north of 20, and I got on about 5 minutes before. So it's certainly representative of the work that you've done tirelessly throughout your career and all four generations of Moores that have built the great team that you have with Randy and Jeremy and Stephanie, and just continuing on through all the generations.
But, and we're gonna keep that continuing too.
That's good. You're gonna have the lead. I mean, as long as you're just kicking out those Moores more often, you're gonna continue to have that multi generation lead across prepaid's family. But it is a privilege to work with folks like yourself and people of integrity that. I'd say that Ken Moore's probably recruited more people while he was in the hospital than most people have on their healthy days. So it's nice to see somebody that's hitting it hard every day. And
it's hard
appreciate
to get away from you, Steve, in the hospital.
Yep, I understand. You got them cornered.
Steve, I actually sold my surgeon once going down to the operating room. I gave him a presentation. He said, if you'll wait till this is over, I'll take that out.
I don't doubt that at all, Ken. But we certainly appreciate your longevity and your faithfulness. And just wanted to share a little bit about the company and one, kind of coming from my standpoint from chief financial officer. But also, I mean, I was lucky enough to get a call from Randy Harp. He's the one that called me, Ken, and it was the latter part of 1999. And I came on board first part of 2000, and it'll be 9 years on March the 1st that I've been here, and was one of the best moves that I've made in my entire professional life, but that did have the privilege to work in public accounting and see the way a lot of other companies were ran, was CFO of another company before coming here. And I can tell you that this company and the management team and certainly the man that founded it just has more integrity than I've seen in any company. You know, a company that's over 35 years old, was founded in 1972, and as Mr. Stonecipher was sharing the other day on a call, he made all the sales the first 3 years. He was the sales force. He knows how to start a company and certainly knows how to build it, built it to a New York Stock Exchange listed company. We're audited by the international accounting firm of Grant Thornton, who actually happens to be here right now going through the process of another year's audit. And all that means to you as a sales associate is that we're an open book, and that they've come in and they've beat up the numbers and they say they're good. And good from a presentation standpoint, and you know, looking over our shoulder and making sure everything's done right, and have a clean opinion. Again, I'm sure in the month of March when we issue our 10K, and we'll be proud of those results. But if you just look back to the results that have already been audited, I mean, last year we had about $60 million worth of positive cash flow, and in today's rough economy in this difficult time, I mean, that's something that you really need to look at. Is what type of financial stability does your company have? I mean, it doesn't take too long to kind of look through the news and see everybody that's laying off and everybody that's no longer doing a 401k match or didn't have a Christmas party. And we had a Christmas party, and we're going to match the 401k. And we can do that because we have such a great company that was built by people just like yourselves, all the Moores and all the other sales associates that sold all these memberships. One of the things we learned real quick here is that this company is built by Salesforce. The top line of an income statement is membership revenue for prepaid legal. And last time I looked, I hadn't sold a single membership. I don't have to. Y'all sell plenty of those for me, but that's what makes the doors open here at One Prepaid Way. And we don't want to lose sight of that. And that cash flow model that we have, and it's because of that those years and years of the Ken Moores and Wilbur Smiths and everybody before that have sold those memberships that continue to throw off that tremendous cash flow. That's $60 million left over after we've paid all the commissions and paid all the providers and paid the home office, paid our taxes. We pay over probably $40 million worth of taxes this year, Ken, and that's the federal income taxes, Canadian taxes, every single state in the union taxes. We certainly don't need a bailout. We're actually helping with a bailout because we're paying taxes into pretty much every jurisdiction known to man. And even after all that cash that we've generated, we still have cash of $60 million on the balance sheet, cash and investments. So just a strong, stable company. And if there is any excess cash, number one, what I'd rather do with my cash is pay commissions. I mean, I know that's the best investment that we can make for our shareholders. But occasionally we'll have a little left over, and when we do, we buy back the company stock because we know how good this business model is, and we're betting on the sales force that they will continue to grow this great company. It's just a sound business model. We spent over $40 million buying back our stock, and we started that back in April of 99. And it's just a great business model. But the reason it's a great business model and a great company is, number one, because we have a great product. The prepaid legal service membership is just a wonderful product that allows you to have the will at no extra charge. I mean, traffic tickets, all the way to vehicular homicide. There's been plenty of those here in Oklahoma that you know, people don't think about those tragic things that are going to happen. And for a membership for $26 a month, you can rest assured that you're not going to have to cough up $50,000, $60,000 to defend yourself if something terrible like that were to happen. But the other thing I'd like to just speak to shortly, and I know, Ken, you certainly know this, having been around Mr. Stonecipher for a long time. You know, we're just so blessed to have a founder, chairman, CEO, Mr. Stonecipher, and his wife, Shirley Stonecipher, that has just built such a great company. And, you know, they really do care about the sales force. You know, he was a salesperson. Like I said, the first 3 years, he was the sales force. But just think about, try to put yourself in his shoes when he started this company. He had to go sell that first membership. And he sold that first membership before he had an attorney here. And he had to go recruit an attorney when he probably had one membership. And it's just amazing to me how you can start a company from nothing and build it to what he has built this company to. He was certainly the first employee, and just believes in this concept of equal access to justice for all families, and having an equal opportunity for all people, regardless of what their education, their race, their background is. And it's just a privilege to work with him every single day and to see. I mean, he thinks just like a salesperson. And all those things make prepaid legal a great opportunity. You know, it's the fact that we are a New York Stock Exchange listed company, and we are an open book, and that we do have great cash flow, and we do have a great product, and we do have a great founder. And you can just listen to this call that everybody called in, and you've got sales associates all over North America, and they can do it part time or full time. We've recently been noticing how many part time people do this. I mean, they have full time jobs, but they're doing it on a part time basis and still making over $100,000 a year. I mean, that's just staggering to think of what a great opportunity. And then you think about the full time folks, those that either do it in a group environment or recruit. You know, the guys that make a living, make a very good living, you know, like the Rob Best and others like, you know, Stephanie and Jeremy that just sell just tons and tons of product. And just on that commission alone, they're, you know, making well north of $100,000, some over $500,000. Or you can recruit and build this huge, marvelous team that the Moores have here. So just a great opportunity for anybody that wants to find a little extra, if you consider $100,000 a little extra for part-time work, or if you want to build a huge organization like the Moores do. It's just and the best is yet to come. We've seen such a great, I guess, acceptance of our product in this difficult economic time that we have, because it's a now benefit. People can use it immediately. And just looking forward to the results that we post with the help of the Moore team for 2009, and certainly looking forward to producing the annual report that we'll probably get out sometime the end of February. And, Ken, I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Steve?
Yes.
Can you hear it? You know, you were talking about the money. You know, is that – I sit on the casualty board with you.
Yep.
You know what? When we have that extra money, what I always smile is, because, as you know, I'm one of them has to sign off on that, and I always get a smile on my face that anybody started out and butchered would have to sign off on a few million dollars to be transferred to the parent company. You know, typically we buy stock with that, don't we?
Exactly. But that, you know, we would, I would just soon pay it to you and the rest of your team. But if we do have a little bit extra left, you know, we're going to take those extra proceeds, and we're going to reinvest it back in the company. That's the second best thing that I know that we can do for our shareholders. You know, first thing is to pay commissions to build this company, and then if there's any left, then we're going to buy back our shares. And again, we've done that with a vengeance. We started back in April of 99 with about 23.7 million shares outstanding, and as of today, we have about 11.4, so over 53% of the shares have been retired with that excess cash flow. And most of it just cash flow. We've borrowed a little bit of money along the way, but not very much. We're very conservative when it comes to debt. And I was mentioning to Mr. Stonecipher today, you know, a lot of people are talking about what a great deal debt is now. If you've got a good credit rating, you can get down to, you know, 5% on a mortgage loan. Well, our debt on an average that we have outstanding, it cost us less than 2%. About 1.9% is what we pay for our debt. So certainly have a great company to have the ability to have debt at that cheap a cost.
You know, I was talking to a banker just last week, and he said, well, how you folks enjoying this? I mean, you know, how's it affect you and everything? I said, what's affected? He said, well, you know, people out of jobs and everything. I said, I never noticed. I never noticed. He started laughing. He said, I thought you'd say something like that. I said, you know, our income's up, our sales are up. We have openings for anybody who wants to go to work. If they're willing and believing in themselves, we have a place for them. So we have no problem at our place. And
no, and in this market, you know, it's actually is, you know, you could argue it's better for us because you have more people looking for an opportunity. So you have a great opportunity. And then as we know that when people use the product, they keep it longer. And certainly in tough economic times, there's a lot more reasons that people are using our product. So, you know, they're calling because they want to know what this severance package is going to look like when they get laid off.
Well, you know, I've always said this, and Wilbur and I talked about this, Harlan, early on, many 20-some years ago, but good economy, great. Our product sells great. People have the spare money. They don't mind spending it. They're doing it. Bad economy, it sells better even in a bad economy because they need it. They really need the help they can get.
Yep.
So either way, the economy is good for us.
That's right.
Right. And, you know, I just can't express my gratitude to the people like you that's come on board and helped build Prepaid the way it has, because it's become a way of life for generations of my family now, and I know it's going to be a way of life for generations to come. But, Steve, you worked your way through up, and you worked your way through college, and you become a great man in the business world. But I think you just made a statement a while ago. You've never seen a company that really – you didn't say compassion, but did you ever see a company that had this much compassion?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can tell that, you know, he really does care for – every person involved with this great company, but certainly has a huge heart for the sales force. You know, it's hard to explain to people until they've actually gone out there and tried to make a sale of the difficulty and the sacrifice. I mean, I try to explain that even to the folks here in our accounting department that, you know, y'all wake up with zero, and you have to go produce income. That's a pretty scary feeling to folks like me, but with a great product and the belief, I mean, certainly we've just got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of folks that have made a great living selling this great product, but he does have a compassion for the sales force and certainly for the providers that deliver our service, that is our service, and for the home office staff. And, you know, I think meat cutters or butchers, as you call them, I think they can do okay. I certainly it put me through college. So
you know, Harvey Smith is still,
that's right. Harvey and I worked together.
You know, Harvey worked for me 8.5 years. I taught him myself, and that's what he was, a meat cutter or butcher, whatever you want to call him, making his living that. But he made a lot better living with Prepaid Legal.
Exactly, and so did I. But it certainly did.
Prepaid keeps paying him over and over, and I never have paid him any extra for what he did. The fact that wear a belt buckle that Harvey got me 35 years ago, and I never have paid him any extra for that.
Jim Dykus hadn't called me back to try to cut me another check either. Good man, but and certainly put a lot of folks through college, and appreciate that. That's the power of this business model, is you get paid pretty much forever if you consider your generational income that you can pass on.
I had a luncheon meeting today with some people about prepaid, and that is what I told the ladies. They were full-time employees someplace else, but they were looking for extra income and everything, and I told those folks, Frank Lindsay, and that's what I told them. I said, you know, the neat part is when Ken Moore's gone, and when his son's gone and his grandson's gone, well, his great-grandson and others down to the generation will still be making money because we write business, we write good business, we tell people the truth about it, it's going to work, they're going to keep it on the books, and we just need to put it in the wheel or however the way we want it and just let it keep going down.
Well, and to that point, we still have memberships on the books from 1972 that Mr. Stonecipher sold. And I know many, many, many memberships that you and Wilburn sold in the 80s. So, you know, it is. You sell it right, it sticks on there forever.
Well, we got, everybody knows it's not a secret. We were very hard up, and Mr. Stonecipher called Mr. Wilbur Smith and I, and, you know, we were the only two full-time salespeople. He had some part-time left because we had no money to pay up front. But our main job, Steve, was, I don't know if you know or not, was to sell, of course. But if you had a membership and you canceled, our job was to quickly get you to reinstate or run and write another membership so we could keep the books balanced.
Yep.
So we could help. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
It worked because it stayed on there. Well, Steve, I appreciate you so much. And I'm doing all the talking, but I think Randy wants to say something to you. But thank you for everything you do for our team and for our Prepaid Legal. Appreciate it very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Mr. Weathers, I don't know how that you do it, but I just want to thank you for continually adding money to our comp plan.
Well,
it seems like
it just keeps getting better.
He's trying to get rid of all that money made butchering.
You know, the sales, right, upfront sales, and, of course, the overrides and the residuals, the renewals, and then you throw in the Players Club and the Fast Start bonuses now and expansion bonuses, and you tell me you have $60 million in cold hard cash, we're a cash-rich company, you just want to find ways to pay us. I don't know how much better it could get than that.
Well, you know what, you built the company, Randy, you and the sales force, and certainly what we want to do is try to put as many dollars in the comp plan to encourage you to even write more. And we typically have a little bit left over after each year, but looking forward to one of those days when y'all can just write so much that have to go borrow a little money. Hasn't happened yet, but looking forward to that day when we kind of get that massive growth that we're all looking for.
But, you know, Steve, here's what I tell my people in the meetings. You should buy some prepaid stock. And is it going to go up or down? It'll do one or the other. I don't know which. But the minute you buy some prepaid stock, you become part owner of Prepaid Legal. That's your company. So when you look at it, it's a great feeling all of a sudden to realize, now I own part of Prepaid Legal, the biggest thing there is around, and I own part of it. it does something to you psychologically.
Yep,
I
agree with
that. I encourage every one of my team members. They don't all do it. That's their choice. But I wouldn't be without prepaid stock, because you know that.
Yep.
It's just a very good feeling. We still have the club. I'm supposing, I haven't talked lately, we still have the club where they can get
We still do. All they have to do is call Janice Stinson. And,
explain to them how that works, Steve.
Well, what you're talking about is the Associate Investment Club, and it's a club that allows you to, at a minimum of, I think, $20 a month, and you can go up from $25 a month, and you can go up from there. And they take that money out of your account once a month, and then one time per month they'll go buy shares of prepaid legal in the open market and then assign that to your account. So you're actually buying shares every single month. And I've seen some folks build up some very nice – and you're buying it without any commissions. And we also purchase that back anytime. A lot of them don't realize. You know, a lot of times you have to go find a stockbroker, go sell that, and you're going to pay a commission. But we actually have a program where we will buy those back at the closing price every single day, just fill out the form. So it is certainly a way that for – as you said, to get invested in the company and to really feel like, I mean, you feel like you are part owner of the company. It certainly does a thing to you from your mental psyche that I think does prepare you better when you go out there to market the product.
Well, if some people ask me once in a while, they say, well, what do you think of the company? I said, well, I own part of it. Does that tell you anything? A good answer, I think. Well, I'd like to keep you talking all night, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate being on the call and appreciate all the work that you do, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Williamson. Appreciate that. Now I want to go out to the state of California to Millionaire Club member, Platinum 3 Executive Director, $250,000 income earner, Mr. Tony Hughes. Are you on, Mr. Hughes?
I sure am. It's always a pleasure to be on the More Success Team call, Randy, and great to hear from Mr. Williamson. I'm interested in what financial people have to say, so
absolutely.
Great to hear from him.
I just wanted to say this real quick, Mr. Hughes. First of all, I appreciate all the hard work that you and Mr. Kyle Kimbrell have been doing on these training seminars and also the business opportunity seminars. And you guys have got another one planned for tonight. Is that correct?
We do. You know, with all the money that Steve's given us, we got to ramp up our activity, our exposure level. And so tonight we're actually having a webinar again. This is our second one. We've already got 300 people registered, Mr. Moore, for this event tonight. And we expect that we're going to have probably another 100 get on and register before the thing comes up. It's coming up in about 40 minutes. It starts at 8 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, and just another way to expose people to the prepaid legal business opportunity. You should have all gotten a link from Mr. Moore or one of your team leaders that had the link on it if you want to participate in the webinar tonight. If you did not get an email, you can go to prepaidwebinar.com, and there's a link right on there that you can click on to get registered. And again, it starts in 40 minutes. And Mr. Moore, I'm telling you that we saw an uptick in recruiting last week just right after that webinar we did. We had one gentleman had five people that came over to his office, and they all signed up right after the presentation. So, you know, it's two Millionaire Club members, myself and Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, are going to be doing the webinar tonight. And there's been a lot of people that are going, you know, they're saying, well, wait a minute, this is too late. It's 11 o'clock. I could have had all these people on here and, you know, just want the More Success Team family to know that we're going to move them around. We're shifting, we're moving and grooving and sliding and gliding and, you know, putting them all over the map so that we can give everybody multiple opportunities. This is more obviously targeted to California and the Western time zones. But, you know, Wednesday, and everybody needs to take a note of this, we're going to have another live recruiting webinar Wednesday, noon Pacific, so right during the lunch hour, 1 o'clock Mountain, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. And, again, it's going to be a 30-minute webinar. A lot of people don't even know what a webinar is. It's real simple. It's like going to a business briefing in your living room. Except we do it in half the time. It's 30 minutes. We go through the entire presentation. It's very fast-paced. It's very energetic. It's free. It doesn't cost a thing. And let me just show you what's going to happen tonight, Randy. We're going to have probably 20 to 50 new associates that are going to sign up because of the information they're going to see tonight. And then what we're going to do is we're going to invite those 20 to 50 new brand-new associates to attend the next live event in their market, whether it's a core training or a business briefing or a luncheon or a private business reception. We're going to plug them into the system immediately so that they can see what a business briefing looks like, what a core training looks like, what a business luncheon looks like. And then we're going to advertise another webinar. It's going to give them an opportunity to plug people in. All of us can pick up the phone and say, hey, I want you to plug into a 30-minute meeting. It's on the Internet. You can stay at home. Is Mr. Ken Burrell on the phone? Kyle, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Mr. Ken Burrell, I know you're excited as I am about these things. We've seen the positive results already. Maybe you could just share a couple of insights in terms of what you're seeing.
Well, yeah, and I want to talk about your first point as far as the timing. You know, we're going to have at least one, probably two, and sometimes three webinars a week. I mean, the advantage of technology today, something that we didn't have 5, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, is that we could do these on the fly, and we're going to be doing multiple times a week from multiple time zones to make it convenient because everyone is busy. Everyone has different schedules, and my God, we certainly know that prospects are one of the hardest things to do in network marketing is get someone to the weekly briefing. This is what we're doing. I mean, the whole goal of these webinars is to give every person on the More Success team, really anyone wants to plug into, is the opportunity to have a prospect plug in at their convenience from their office or from their home for 30 minutes approximately that they could get information from Millionaire Club members or ringers. It's not always going to be totally not. We're kind of starting it out, but there are going to be multiple presenters in the future, and it is very exciting. And so, you know, we're going to have one Wednesday, like I said, a Wednesday night. Well, we're planning right now. We'll get this information out. We're going to have actually do a 30-minute presentation approximately for how to bill for a webinar. There are still people, we're getting replies and emails, which phone number do we plug them into? It has nothing to do with the phone number. This is a webinar. It has to do with the Internet, not the More Success call number, not with any other Platinum or Ringers or Executive Director's phone number. This purely has to do with the Internet. And, you know, we have video clips. We have live testimonies. I mean, it is exciting. I love it, you know, because I can sit here in my home and talk to people from Seattle to Savannah, you know, from San Diego to Boston, you know, that are on my team or other people's teams and help present the product. And, you know, and Mr. Hughes can do that. Mr. Moore can do that. And this is a very exciting opportunity. It's just really a new genre of communication that we have because of technology, and it's exciting. You know, like I said, I just looked, you know, over 300 people registered already. And here's the main thing, though. It's not for associates. Now, we want associates to plug in so they can see what it's about, but it's for the guest because some of them need to get babysitters. Some of them can't drive 40 miles or an hour and 40 minutes. Like when I started, I had to drive an hour and 40 minutes to a briefing. Now they can be in front of their computer 30 minutes and have the opportunity to present in a professional light. We want all of you to take advantage of it. We want to help all of you increase your income with prepaid legal services. Back to you, Mr. Hughes and Mr. Moore.
I appreciate that, Mr. Ken Burrell. You know, it's going to be a lot easier if we can. I know Mr. Moore, Randy, and Ken both. I know you gentlemen have seen this happen many times. You know, you'll do a three-way call with a guest, a prospect, and you know, let's say it's a Wednesday night, and we go to check out when the next business briefing is in their market, and it's not till the following Tuesday. So we basically have 6 more or 7 more days before we can plug them into a business briefing. And you know, when you get someone interested, you got to strike while the iron is hot. You can't afford to wait 6 more days to go get them in front of the presentation either. You got to get them in front of a DVD or something. And so what we're finding is that these webinars give us the flexibility to fill in the gaps during the week and give more people on the More Success team an opportunity to plug in a prospect so that they're not having to wait. And so we can expose them to the information. And, frankly, it's a pretty darn good closure exposure. It's a great first exposure, but it's turning out to be a closure exposure. We've had a lot of people last week that got on this webinar, and they signed up right after the webinar. They got back with a person that invited them, and they became associates. And so, you know, now we've got a way that we can kind of, you know, if someone says, you know, definitely, I'd like to know more. And we look and we find out the business briefing isn't 4 or 5 days. We say, you know, what are you doing Wednesday at 3 o'clock? We've actually got a live webinar coming up on the Internet. We'd like to get you plugged in. Can you break away for 30 minutes? And so we don't have to wait for another week to get them plugged in. So anyway, Mr. Moore, prepaidwebinar.com. The link's right on there. Go get registered. Back to you, sir.
All right. I appreciate it very much. Appreciate the job you guys are doing. Outstanding job. I encourage, we've got 30 minutes, so everybody on the call tonight, if you haven't registered, get on there and listen to that at 10 p.m. Central, whatever your time zone is. In 30 minutes from now, you have plenty of time to call somebody. Maybe you want to expose to prepaid, but you just haven't got them to go to a business briefing. Get them on the Internet tonight, and we can jump that up to 500 or 600 people. And what would that do for your business? I mean, every time we have one of these, 20, 30, 40, 50 new recruits come on, what could that do for your business? I'm just really excited about the technology. I'm having to learn it myself, but I'm smart enough to know that it is working, and if it's working, we want to add it to it. We don't want to make this the only way you do the business. This is just an additional exposure. Keep doing what you've been doing. Keep doing your PBRs. Keep doing your one-on-ones, two-on-ones, your sit-downs, of course, your live events, your business briefings, all that. We don't want you to quit any of that. That all works just fine, but add this to that. An additional way to help you build your business. I'm really excited about that. So, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all being on tonight. I appreciate Mr. Steve Williamson for being on tonight. I look forward to seeing and meeting Mr. Danny Katoa from Hawaii. Will be our guest speaker next Monday night. Outstanding gentleman. And Mr. Hughes, I think you've gone to Hawaii and spent some time with him. Is that right?
I did. In fact, I got Danny his job. I called Wilbur and said, I found you a regional vice president for Hawaii, and he put Danny in, and of course we all know, if anybody knows what Danny's done, he's taken Hawaii from number 50 in recruiting to number 1 in recruiting, and they stay there pretty much every week, have for the last several years. He's just an incredible leader and an incredible friend. Excited to hear Mr. Katoa next Monday night.
Well, we're excited too, and we appreciate Mr. Ken Moore for lining up the speakers each and every week. With that, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Randy, what a great call. I thought Steve Williams did a good. Of course, Tony and Kyle, but everybody on this call is real winners, Randy, or they wouldn't be on the call tonight. I want to thank each one of you for being on the team. Remember, sign up for the Moore Breakout and the convention. It won't be long. It seems like a little while, but you'll wake up in the morning and it'll be time to do it. Remember, keep God first, your family second, and prepaid third. Get on these calls. Go to these meetings. Let's make it happen. God bless you.
Good night, everyone.